This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme this week is City Slickers. Rashina Fountain and Tiffany Adams met at Antioch University in Seattle, where they were both working for their master's degrees. Rashina grew up on the west side of Chicago. Tiffany is from downtown New York, and they quickly found they had a shared interest in nature. Before long, they were helping each other. Tiffany encouraged Rashina's newfound love of birding, and Rashina cheered Tiffany on in her studies. And that support was important, considering that birding is not the most obvious passion for a young African-American woman from a big city. They sat down together for a conversation in our studio. Tiffany kicked things off.
I grew up in New York City in the housing projects downtown, and I've always had an interest in wildlife and conservation. I just didn't really have the outlets to really pursue that growing up because it was very stressful. I grew up with my mom, and she struggled with addiction all my life. And so it was pretty stressful growing up in the projects and had to be mostly a caretaker at such a young age. And so like childhood and playing and having friends was like, it didn't happen. And so through that experience, I had to find some type of peace and some type of escape. And for me, my way of connecting to nature was through National Geographic and Discovery Channel. And I always wanted to be the people taking pictures and the people in the Serengeti. And I'm just like, man, I want to do that. And I didn't see people who look like me, but I still wanted to be that. And so I started out birding, and I started out in Central Park, and that really awakened me to possibilities as far as career, and just awakened the passion that I had since I was little.
Can you talk a little bit more about that transition from National Geographic and then discovering birding as your passion?
I found a bird watching group that met in Central Park. And that first day I went, it was the height of migration around mid-April. And I was the only black girl there. I didn't have any binoculars, no field guide. I just had my little point and shoot camera and my enthusiasm. What do people think you do in the environmental field? Family, friends?
Sure. I don't think my family really knows what I do. They know that I make a living and that I'm doing okay. I have an apartment. And so they know that. But in terms of, I heard my mom brag about me and my brother, because my brother, he has a master's degree in social work. And she was like, you know, I was telling my friends that my kids are doing well. You know, your brother has a master's degree in social work and you are doing something. You know, and so I don't think so. Yeah, so I have a master's degree as well. But she doesn't quite get the concept of like what I do. And I've tried to explain it and say, you know, I work in the environmental field, but, you know, she calls me her little hippie and thinks that I'm like maybe going on forest hikes every day or doing, I don't know what she thinks I do. But I think that that's, you know, part of the reason why I'm really drawn to being in the environmental field is because I want people from like cities. And, you know, my mom grew up and, you know, on the west side of Chicago, and her concept of like what nature is and what environmental field is scoped by the mainstream perception of what that is. And so when I say something about environment, she's picturing somebody chained to a tree, probably trying to save one tree or something like that.
You know, I kind of expect those comments. When I was little, I asked my mom, like, Mom, how come there's no black people studying animals? And my mom, she was like, oh, black people, we don't do that. We don't mess with animals. You know, I really thought about that. I mean, especially once I became a birder, I was like, wow, you know, this is not just for like retired white people. This is for everyone, you know? And so my thing is that representation is so important because there's young kids out there that really want to do something that's different, that's out of the box. A lot of the kids out there need role models and people who look like them.
A lot of times there is the pressure to be a specific way into, you know, I'm a DJ and I have been into hip hop. I write poetry and all. And at times, you know, I thought getting more serious in my career and getting more professional meant leaving those things behind. And that's one thing I was saying I admire about you is that you're yourself. Like, no matter where you are, you bring your whole entire self. It's something that I think is important in terms of representation and being a Black woman in the environmental field and not muting any culture or anything like that in order to fit into a box, because then that negates people seeing themselves in me. And that's what I hope happens, that people can see themselves in me, because at times I was desperately looking to see myself in other people. And when I did, that motivated me and that meant the world to me.
What would you say to the young Black girl who aspires to be an environmentalist but doesn't see much representation?
You know, that there's a first for everything, but luckily she doesn't have to be the first, because the more I got into the field, the more I said out loud what I wanted to do, I found that there were others, you know, that had already carved a path. So I think I would say you're not the only one with that passion, and to listen to that voice that you have that is telling you to follow that route. And you don't have to prove to anyone. You already have a right to be there. And it's not impossible, because there are others that have come before us. And so, yeah, I would say listen to that voice and follow your path. And, you know, it's already been carved for you.
Rasheena Fountain is a digital communications manager with the Environmental Leadership Program, and Tiffany Adams is a STEM instructor and a naturalist with Seattle Parks.